Now, back to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper
on Real Golf Radio.
Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. Follow us online on Twitter, at Real Golf. Stay tuned. Hour number two, the back nine. Mike Weir and Brandel Chambly joins us live from Phoenix. In the meantime, he's traveling the 50 states in 50 weeks, raising money for the Wounded Warriors Project along the way. He is Chuck Miller, the traveling guy. Chuck joins us now. Chuck, where are you this week?
Good morning from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Wow.
I drove here earlier this week from Austin, Texas, where I stayed and played at golf at the Barton Creek Golf Resort and Spa. Wow, it's the number one golf resort in Texas, and it's understandable. It's got a world-class hotel with luxurious rooms, fine dining, and really four excellent championship golf courses. I played Fazio Canyons, which has narrow to wide fairways depending on which of the five sets of tees you play from. It has some great elevation changes and really fast Bermuda greens. Here in Baton Rouge, unfortunately, my golf has been once again limited by rain and thunderstorms. I was only able to play four holes at the island, one of the 12 courses that make up the Louisiana Audubon Golf Trail. It's a flat but challenging course with creeks, ponds, and two bayous that bring water into play on 17 of its 18 holes. On Thursday, I played Santa Maria, which is a municipal course which was designed by Robert Trent Jones Sr., and it was a private course when it opened in 1985. It has level receptive fairways and outstanding fast and flat Bermuda greens, and it's consistently receiving Golf Digest's highest rankings for a municipal course. It was really a nice course. While here in Baton Rouge, I ate at Bouton's, a fun restaurant that serves authentic Cajun dishes. Boy, I had three of the house specialties, crawfish wontons, chicken gumbo, and grilled alligator. And wow. I'll tell you, they were wonderful. Bouton's is really a traditional place for Cajun food, music, and atmosphere when you visit Baton Rouge. Tonight, I'm going to experience my first Mardi Gras parade, the Crew Jupiter and Juno parade. But I'm not only going to see it, I'm going to be in it. I've been invited to ride on a float and throw beads to the crowd. I've been staying at the Belle of Baton Rouge Hotel and Casino here in Baton Rouge. It's an excellent hotel and rather unique. Its main restaurant is located in a 27,000-square-foot, six-story atrium, which once housed an Illinois Central Railroad terminal. And its casino, it's on a three-story riverboat, which is permanently attached to the hotel. The next 3 days, I'm going to be at the Drury Inn and Suites enjoying their complimentary hot buffet breakfast and late-afternoon hors d'oeuvres and cocktails. And I'll tell you, that's really going to help my $8 a day food budget. So next week, I'm off to the Gulf of Mississippi, but today I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Wow, that sounds like a full weekend. Chuck, thanks so much for the update, and travel safe. Have a good time.
Talk to you next week.
All right, there you go.
Careful
with those beads.
Yeah, that's right.
You never know what you'll get in return. The Louisiana Audubon Golf Trail. I like that. Very interesting stuff. And, of course, along the way, raising money for the Wounded Warriors Project on his 50-state golf tour. He joins us every week right here on Real Golf Radio.